Ed. Oh, Ed.
I'm shining this pipe.
Ed!
Say, Mr.
Winterbottom. Oh, it's you, is it, Hector? Does he have any place out there?
Yeah, sure. He's out there. He's out there talking to those moving picture people. See, there's a swell-looking girl there, too.
Yes.
Her eyes are as shiny as the seat of a pair of blue serge pants.
Yes, I tell you, you'd better never mind about that. You'd better be going and getting ready to be in the moving picture yourself, what you better be doing.
Oh, shoot. There's plenty of time to get ready for that.
Yes.
I got to rest. I'm tired.
Yes. Tired doing what?
Tired working.
Working.
I've been sprinkling Mrs. Pinkley's garden all morning. Trouble was, she didn't have enough hose to reach the last rose bush.
Well, what'd you do? Water it with a sprinkling can?
No, I pulled it up.
What? Pulled it up? Why, you darn fool, pulling the rose bush up there.
Hey, Miss Beebe wants us to get that there box of moon picture stuff unpacked.
Yeah, we'll just unpack that box as soon as we get this stove set up. That's what we'll do. Now, give me a hand here.
Shucks. That dad darn stove.
Yeah, now, no use of kicking. It'll come in handy this winter. And say, Hector, you better be getting along and getting that ghost that Miss Beebe wanted to use in the picture.
What one is that?
Why, the one I told you about yesterday. Land of Goshen. Can't you remember nothing?
No, but my grandfather could. Say, he was swell at remembering stuff.
Yeah.
He could remember things so well that they built a monument to his memory.
Well, you go on, get out of here now, Hector. Go on.
But
run right along.
Dude, I am going.
Well, you better. That darn smart Alec.
Well, come on. What you want me to do with this stove?
Why don't you hit the pipe there, Nick, while I hold it?
Ah, shucks. You call me in just for that.
Well, hit it.
If that darn stove falls down just one more time, Zeb, it can stay down. Before I put it up again, I'll freeze to death.
Well, never mind the stove. You go ahead and get that box of moving picture stuff opened up.
Now, don't rush me.
Well, bend down on it.
I'm opening it anyway.
You know, that fella from Hollywood's going to show us how to work it. He's liable to hear any minute.
Now, there you be.
Yes. Say, there's a lot of stuff in there. You see, I reckon this contraption here's the camera. But I'm plagued if I can figure out what the rest of the truck is. Well, haul it out. Let's have a look at it.
All tangled up with a lot of wire.
Yes.
It looks to me like...
Stop! Hey, do not touch that sound equipment. Do not touch it.
Why, Mr. and Miss Beebe told us to...
I don't care. I do not care what Miss Beebe said. Don't touch it. Get away from it.
Yeah, well, just who are you?
I am Beck. Beck.
Sir, we didn't even know you'd been away.
No. I don't mean I have been away. I am Beck. Beck of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, so you see, he means he's back of Hollywood. That's where he lives.
I do not.
Well, I don't give a darn whether he lives back of Hollywood or back of Squidsville. He can't come busting in here.
No, listen, my name. You go back. You go back.
And you go back yourself.
Yes, sir. Don't you go telling me and Ed where to go now, don't
I'm
you?
I'm not telling you where to go.
Well,
I am...
We don't take that kind of talk from nobody.
Yeah, what kind of talk? What kind of talk?
Back talk.
Ah, you are demented. Lunatics, crazy. I will not stand for it. I will give up this job. I will give up everything. I will go back to Germany.
He's loony, Zeb.
Yes.
First, he says he's back here, and then he's back in Hollywood, and now he's back in Germany.
Yes. Now, you look here, mister. Me and Eb ain't got no time to listen to you. We got to get this moving picture stuff unpacked. There's a fella coming to show us how to...
But I am him. I am he.
But
I ain't the sound engineer. I am the only real sound man in Hollywood.
Yeah, what's the matter with the rest of them? Are they all sick?
Sick? Sick? They are not sick. I'm speaking about sound. Just sound.
Oh, yes, Eb. They ain't sick. We just sound sick.
Nobody is sick. Nobody is sick.
Well, I am. Sick of hearing your dad darn fool talk. Come on, Zeb, let's get this box unpacked.
Hey, stop. Do not touch that equipment. I will remove it myself. Stand back. Back.
Say, don't go starting that back business again.
No.
Here. Someone take this and put it where it will be safe.
Yes, sir. I'll take it and I'll put it over in the counter here.
What's this here, duplicator?
That is a microphone. A microphone. It is very sensitive. It will pick up the slightest sound.
And do what?
Pick it up.
Oh, you want me to pick it up?
No, do not pick it up. Let it alone. Stop it. Stop. Oh, you have ruined it. Why did you touch it? Did you hear me say stop it?
Sure. I thought you said drop it.
Yes, him. Oh, howdy, Miss Beebe.
What's the matter? How's that? Haven't you that sound equipment set up yet? My cast is waiting outside. They're ready for scene one. Now, if you're not...
Scene one what?
Oh, scene, the moving picture. Now, scene...
Yes, Jeb, they're outside seeing the moving picture.
Wait a moment. Where are you going, Peters?
I'm going out to see the moving picture, too.
Oh, don't be a fool. We haven't taken the moving picture yet. You can't see it before we take it.
You can't.
Don't argue with me, my man. I say you can't. There's nothing you can see before you take it.
Yeah? Well, how about a pill?
That'll do you, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
They are all lunatics, crazy people, imbeciles. I'm quitting this job. I will not stay. I am through. I'm going back to Germany.
You're going to do nothing of the kind. You get that sound equipment up. Winterbottom, where's Smythe?
You see, Miss Beebe, me and Eb sent him for that ghost you wanted to use in the picture. I suppose he's getting...
Very well. We'll begin shooting the moment he gets here with the ghost. Yeah. And you bet, hurry up with that sound equipment.
She is crazy, too. They're all crazy. Here, take this other microphone.
You mean me?
Yes. Who do you think I mean? And hold it carefully. I only sent a pair of microphones, and you have already ruined one. The other will have to be preserved from the slightest jar.
How's that? What you want?
I said, jar, preserve.
Oh,
preserve.
Yes, he wants a jar preserved, Eb. Wait, I'll get you one.
And take this coil of wire.
Here's your jar preserved, Eb. I'll toss it to you. Catch it.
Then look out. Oh, you dropped the other one. You have dropped the other one.
Well, how do you expect me to hold a microphone, take some wire, and catch a jar of preserves all at once?
Oh, this is the end. Give me that wire. The end.
Which end do you want?
Both microphones ruined. Oh, I'll have to send to Hollywood for another pair.
What you say you want, Jeb?
Says he wants another pair.
I don't know if we got any more pairs in stock, but we got some nice preserved peaches. Wait, I'll see you soon.
Look around on the top shelf.
For heaven's sake, what's the matter here? Get your microphone in place. I can't keep my cast waiting all day.
Hey, microphones. Microphones. I haven't any microphones. I'm through. I'm finished. I am going back to Germany.
Bring those microphones and come on. Peters, you bring the camera.
At least I hadn't learned this dad during moving picture business.
Wait, I found a can of pears. Found a can of...
lunatics. Crazy people.
Ah! Hey, for the land's sake, he's the most excitable fellow I ever see.
Say, Mr. Winterbottom.
Why, Hector. Well, tarnation, you get all the funny clothes.
Say, don't be silly. These are the clothes I'm going to wear in a moving picture.
Yes, well, you'd better be getting outside there. Miss Beebe's all ready to start taking it. Where you been, anyhow?
I sneaked in by the back door.
Yes,
and I left that...
Miss Beebe's store and all get out, too, because you're late.
Well, shoot, this is my fault.
Yeah.
You see, my watch doesn't keep such good time anymore on account of the Depression.
Oh, what are you talking about? What's the Depression got to do with your watch?
Well, you see, I had to lay off one of the hands.
Yes, well, just never mind the smart aleckins. Come on now, they'll be waiting out there for us. Come on now.
Don't argue with me. Do what I say. Oh, hello, Smythe. We've been waiting for you. Silence, everyone. We're going clear the set. We'll start now. Peter?
What do you want?
Well, you take the camera. Mike, you start about 20 feet down the road there and walk slowly towards the tree singing. At the end of the song, say, "Come, my love." Now, the rest of you keep absolutely quiet.
He certainly looks funny in that suit.
That will do, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
Say, is this all right to start from here?
Yes, that's all right. Now, walk towards the tree. All ready? Sound? Action, camera.
He's going up for glory.
Hey, Hector.
Oh, silence.
What's that?
And you don't sing louder.
Be quiet. Oh, stop the scene. Stop the camera, Peters.
Shut.
And silence. Now do that over again, Smythe. Walk towards the tree singing and sing in Spanish.
Oh, Spanish. Oh, well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Gee, Wilson.
All right. Start walking. Right. Now. Camera.
He's a oingale for oingale. He's a oingale for oingale. Oh, come, my love.
Stop the thing. Oh, my, what's that animal following you call.
Shoot Mr. Winterbottom told me to bring him.
What's that? I never need. I didn't know such thing. Told you to get a ghost.
Oh, gosh. Did you say ghost?
Yes, I said ghost. I thought you said ghost.